The physical anthropologist who spent his career, and perhaps his academic capital, searching for Bigfoot has passed away. Grover Krantz died last week of pancreatic cancer. Dr. Krantz was the first modern-era scientist to actively involve himself in research on the Bigfoot, or Sasquatch, and say that it existed. He wrote books, papers, and studied plaster casts of footprints, but was never able to produce the Bigfoot creature, which he theorized was a descendant of a North American ape. Joining us to talk about this search is Lauren Coleman, a cryptozoologist at the University of Southern Maine. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Coleman.
It's good to be here talking about Grover.
Well, what initially drew Grover Krantz to the study of Bigfoot in the first place?
Well, he began his research in 1963 and looked into a book called Abominable Snowman by Ivan T. Sanderson. He was very interested in some of the footprints that he'd started hearing about in the Pacific Northwest, and he was a man that looked for facts, looked at science, and was very careful and logical, so he thought he would open his mind to looking at this.
Why did he become convinced that the Bigfoot creature exists?
Grover, like a lot of people that have been involved in this, felt that just merely looking at the evidence, for instance, in Washington State, where he found really miles and miles of footprints of a creature that would have to have a foot in which there was some bones out to the side of it. And he was very convinced that that could not have been faked. Mm-hmm. And the grand body of all of the footprints, finally handprints and eyewitness accounts just convinced Grover that there was a large body of evidence that could not be ignored any longer.
So he was looking at physical evidence.
He was looking at physical evidence. I think that's something that a lot of people don't really understand about what Grover was looking at. It wasn't just tales and traditions and Native American lore. He was really after the actual physical evidence.
And yet, even more controversial than the quest for a creature like the Bigfoot might be, he came to be known for advocating killing it in order to prove that it exists.
I think that Grover will be remembered, at least one of his major contributions actually was bringing to the fore the debate. People would talk about it behind closed doors, but there was really two camps, the to kill and the not to kill. And Grover very much advocated that you needed a body, you needed DNA, and he felt that that was really important. We now know through telebiology, really other kind of DNA techniques, we don't need to actually kill one of these creatures. We can actually capture and then get DNA samples. But in those early days, he was very, very poised to go out there with his rifle and shoot one.
Now, since we don't have a DNA sample, a hair swatch or something from Bigfoot, what branch of apes did he speculate that this creature might have descended from?
He looked at Gigantopithecus, which is a Pleistocene ape from China in India. He felt that Bigfoot was really one of these primates. Really, it's an upright primate that can be anywhere from 8 feet to 10 feet tall, according to the fossil record. And Grover very much felt that that branch of primates was what Bigfoot was all about. Of course, some of us believe that it was some other things, but Grover was so firm in whatever he felt that people often were backed into a corner arguing with him, and he usually would come up with very good evidence.
As he knew that he had a terminal illness, was he concerned or depressed that he had been unable to prove beyond any doubt that the Bigfoot actually exists after 30 years of trying?
I don't really think so. I think he thought he was in it for the long haul. I remember towards the end, he told me that he didn't know how long. He said the medicine men gave him either a month or years, and he just kept doing things. He and I exchanged notes and actually plaster casts of some skull fragments from a megalampus, which is a Homo erectus type creature, towards the end.
Thank you very much for speaking with us, Lauren Coleman.
It's nice being here with you.
Lauren Coleman is the author of The Field Guide to Bigfoot, Yeti, and Other Mystery Primates Worldwide. Dr. Grover Krantz passed away last week. He was 71.